Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, this is Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill talks about a question she receives almost every day, and I'll tell you, I get it a lot too. Does this work in every single state? I bet I know the answer.
Yes. Really? Why do you say that?
As always. Okay. Yes. You know what? Some version of this works in every single state. But you know, as we directly teach it, it works better in certain areas that have some attributes that I think we'll get into in a second. But, I mean, you think it categorically works in every single state?
Yes. Like you said, some version of it.
Oh, okay. That's, so we're saying the same thing.
We are.
Even though we answer the question a little differently.
Right. But I think I know where you're going with it, which is what I do, is why waste time and energy and resources in the states that it's just too difficult? And maybe because of it, it's not as profitable. I would choose to focus on the easy ones.
I think it works. This program works in every single state. It's just different dollar amounts. You know, there's some states that you can buy property for $500 in.
That's true.
And there's some states that you can buy and then you sell it for whatever. So $500, and then you sell it for $1,500 or $4,000 or $5,000, mm-hmm. depending on how you do it. And then, but there's some states that you got to spend, and these are usually East Coast states, a little bit more than that, but you mark it up just as much.
Oh my gosh. I got to tell you, this is a perfect example of, I have an example. What I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, a seller on the phone. He's in New Jersey.
I got copied on this email.
Okay.
I love this story.
We are talking about a 40-acre parcel out west here. And I am trying to, you know, get a number out of him just so I have a starting point of how much money they're looking at. And it was funny because he said it, not me. He said, I do get it. I'm in New Jersey and prices for 40 acres out here, you know, heck, prices for 2 acres, you know, in New Jersey are very different than out west, you know, in some of the more rural and open areas. It was really funny. So I pushed him and his kind of number was 5. I'm like, okay, I'm just making sure we're on the same page because being in New Jersey, 5,000, I'm 5,000. Being in New Jersey, if you got 40 acres, we might be talking 5 million. So, but no, it was 5,000. I'm like, okay, thank you.
I thought you were going to tell a different story.
That's what I can work with.
There's a guy that emailed us. I'm pretty sure you guys got the email, but he said, I did exactly what you told us to do in the free ebook. I posted this thing in Craigslist and I bought a property for 100 grand. And optioned it out or sold it on terms for like 100, 200, 380 or something like
that. Yeah, I did see that.
So, I mean, I guess you could just add 2 zeros to the stuff that we teach out west here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly.
What were the terms of that? So he bought, I think
I think it's in success plan. He bought it for 100 and something.
Like 103,000 and they sold it.
The valuation was, because there's financing involved.
Right.
It's my understanding.
Yeah, the valuation was like 180 and we sold it for a lot more than that.
There had to be an evaluation involved and he sold it. Is it a terms deal? I'm trying to remember what the.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway.
He didn't even purchase anything from us. He just got the free ebook, tried the Craigslist exercise. I bet there's a lot of people out there we don't even know.
That's very true. That are doing it on their own successfully.
If you have received our ebook and have had success with it, like many, many people have, we should do a show like that. We should have people call in and say, yeah, I did it. I did this, this, and this.
Right.
And it worked.
That's great. I think that's fantastic.
I do too. That's what it was designed to do that. Mm-hmm. And then there, you know, and like Seth Williams said, I think you alluded to it in a different show, you know, people purchase education because they don't want to spend 3 years learning it on their own.
Right.
If you want all the secrets up front, you know, yeah, you can do it yourself.
Yeah.
But it's going to take you about, 2 days instead of 2 years.
Well, hang on a moment. Let's think about this. How long will it take everybody else to get to, oh, I don't know, 15,000 transactions so they have the all the experience we have? It could take a little time.
Right.
Or you can learn from people that do have over 15,000 transactions. Might be a little bit easier.
Right.
And that's probably why, hopefully that's why they're listening to our show. So, yeah, that's good. You know, I was thinking when I said this only, you know, I only do the good ones and I try to pick, not only do I only really want to work with the states that are great and easy and fun and profitable, but I look at transactions that way also. You know, sure, could I complete every transaction that comes my way? Heck yeah. Do I want to complete every transaction that comes my way? Oh no. You know?
Yeah. Boy, that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
We're at that point in our career.
Right.
No, I don't want to do this deal. I know we can make $30,000 on it. It's just too, it's going to take too long and it's too hard.
Right. Well, here's what's interesting too, is I've got one that actually on my desk right now that is, this doesn't come often at all, but it's that good of a deal. It's worth me spending $800 and going through escrow and getting title insurance and doing it all that way. Because it's that good of a deal, I'm still going to pay for it and do that. So,
yeah, when we say complicated transactions, what we mean is it's owned by multiple family members or multiple LLCs in different states, and there's lots of stuff that goes on.
There might be trusts involved.
Escrow agents deal with this stuff every day. So that's a great reason to take our transaction types into escrow and spend the time and energy on it.
Mm-hmm. Most of the time we don't need to, it's really great and it's really, easy for us now and easy for us to teach, you know, how to take when you have just one buyer and one seller and how to do the deal and how to get it recorded and then how to turn around and sell it and all of that.
You know, the other thing too, is that we're just used to some of the states that we work in. Because we have a very well-established A-list of buyers out here in out west.
That's very true.
So here's my question to you. Let's say we're just starting out. You're just starting out.
Okay.
And you live in Atlanta.
Okay.
And you think Georgia's a great place to do this. Or Florida or Alabama, neighboring states around that area. How long would it take you to develop a pretty credible A-list of buyers that would step up pretty much every time you buy a piece of property?
Not long, because I know from you how to do it. I know from you where to go and get them. I know for you to look around and find who owns a lot of property in the areas that I'm looking at doing. Maybe I'm going to do a little research on the internet. Maybe, you know, it's not hard to go online, look at similar properties, see who has stuff for sale, and figure out who owns multiple units of that kind. And that's my list.
In 2 weeks, I bet you and I, if we spent maybe 2 hours a day, could have an A-list, not an A-list, but a list of buyers, a pool of buyers,
yep,
potential buyers in the thousands, mm-hmm, and their email addresses and all their contact information and the whole thing without spending any money.
Exactly.
Not even a dollar.
It's all there because they have property in the area for sale. Guess what? There's all their contact information. I can see John Smith owns 20 of these. And there's John Smith's phone number and email address. There you go.
I wrote a blog on this topic. And I got an email. It was a long time ago about how to build a list of buyers up. And I got this scathing response in Bigger Pockets from this guy who
really?
Said, yeah. And his whole point was, and I kind of, you know what? I'm going to, the next time I write a blog on this topic, I'm going to adjust it based on what he says, which is not typical for me. Usually I have a message for people like that, but not this case because he's kind of right. You know, what if you don't take ownership? There's a huge pool of buyers specifically for houses, not for land. They just don't take ownership. They
like a double-ended close,
yeah,
kind of thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I say, so my answer though, I got after I got over being, after my face got red with anger,
mm-hmm,
I started thinking this guy's right. You know,
meaning,
so
don't even go with it, meaning in a good way or not a good way?
He's like, right in a good way.
Okay.
Our way is awesome.
True.
It always has been, and it's worked
safe
for us for years and years, but add his way to that.
It's true.
And the way to do it is to go out on Craigslist and start collecting people who flip stuff. get their phone numbers and all of that and add them to the list.
Very true.
Because they don't, so a lot of people don't take title.
It's true.
And by the way, that was not ethical or legal for a long time. Yes. And it's come back now that it's okay to do it. A dual escrow is what it's called.
Right.
So, well, we're a little off topic here, but it works in any state.
You know, I have seen that. I know people that do that. It's like, we're big fans of buying it outright and owning it. But I know people that it's like basically it's a version of getting a commission because you're bringing a deal to somebody. Mm-hmm. So, and that's not a bad way to get started too. If you're going out there and you're doing, you know, using our way of having, that's a good, maybe you're using our way of having these deals come to you and you don't have the money to do it. I mean, we even do that with some of our members where we say, come to us, we'll do the deal. And almost you get, right. You get a cut, you know, well, kind of thing.
Let me take a minute and explain it for anyone who does, the three listeners who don't know. You find a seller. The whole key to real estate, if you've read any of our blogs or mine specifically, the whole key to success in real estate, this goes from Donald Trump type skyscrapers down to Sally duplex. The whole key to successful real estate investing is to find undervalued property, and you're not going to find it in the MLS. So if you have no money at all, the first thing you need to do is get educated and start finding undervalued property. They might be apartments, they might be houses, they might be land like we do. Land and houses. Mm-hmm. And once you've established the seller is ready to sell a property for what you think is an undervalued amount of money, you align yourself with people like us who do have the money to close a deal and the expertise, and you establish some trust with them, and you can, and then at that point where you have a willing seller and a partner that you want to buy this with that's got a lot of money, that's when there's several different ways you can complete the transaction. Some of them don't involve that money guy taking title at all. And certainly you don't take title at all. So you can call it a dual escrow. You can call it an assignment. There's all kinds of ways to do it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And they're all out there. They're mm-hmm. advertising.
Oh my gosh.
Advertising for you to put them in their database. And you know what? I'm going to share the sentence that I've used in the past. I haven't used it in a lot of years, but when I was starting out, it was hard for me to get their attention. They just didn't take me seriously. So this is what I say. I have a property. I have a fantastic buy. I'm talking to a seller and the price is half of probably what the market would bear on this property. And I don't have the money. But I don't want this to go to waste. So can you please take a look at it? Maybe we can make some money together. And I have never said that sentence and got it to the right person and not gotten a call back. Mm-hmm. This is how you don't do that. I have a seller who wants to sell their property, and I'm not sure what to do. And this is my first time, and I'm hungry, and I don't know what to do.
I don't think I could qualify. I don't have any confidence on my own. Oh my gosh!
I don't have any confidence.
My credit score is low. My car didn't start.
My sister's ugly.
I'm barely making rent.
You call the guy and say, I don't have the cash. I thought I did. I want to do the deal with you. They'll call you back.
It's all good. Well, you and I talk about this often, and I don't understand why that's not general knowledge, but because there's a ton of money out there, everyone. There's really no shortage of investors. If you think there is, you're looking in the wrong place. I mean, there's a ton of people out there that are looking for deals. And they would love for you to present deals just like you said.
Exactly, Jill. Well said. I mean, I always say there's more money than talent.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah. It's amazing to me the people that have come to us. What's interesting is there's so much money out there. People who are not necessarily real estate professionals into this industry at all, but they just have money to invest. The number of people that have come to us and said, I'm hearing about your numbers. How can you help me? You know, kind of thing. They just out of the blue knock on our door sometimes for help with that.
So. All right, Scott, I'm going to reel off a bunch of states and you tell me if you think it'll work. Or vice versa, or both. We can do both.
Okay, based on my experience, yes. Go.
California.
Yes.
That's a AAA yes,
oh
I think.
Oh my goodness, yes. It's one of my favorites.
Oregon.
Yes.
Washington State.
Yes.
Minnesota.
I don't know.
I do.
Okay.
Minnesota's awesome for this.
Okay.
Specifically, like Wisconsin and the southern, right where that meets Canada, that's a great place to buy property too.
Okay, cool.
Maine.
They're kind of stuffy up there.
What? You just alienated a whole part.
Just kidding. Oh,
I'm never going to sell you anything in Maine.
I'm from the West stuffy. Coast. I don't know. They're kind of proper up there. Do we need an attorney for things? I don't know. I'm really asking. Hey, how about this? Can I change gears for a second? All right.
We have to get through the state list, but yeah.
All right. Well, after we get to the state list, I want to cover if I'm brand new.
Go ahead. Go ahead right now.
I am brand new to this industry. I am excited to dive in and do this. I just joined Land Academy. Goodness, how do I pick a state legally? I know how to pick states, you know, with that. What's the best way to determine...
Legally?
Well, what states might still require an attorney to buy property, that kind of thing. So I'm asking you, Stephen, how would you tell people to figure that out?
I would go look up the statutes, and actually that's what Google's for.
Thank you.
But I still, you know, I learned, actually, I have struck state lists off of my radar because of that topic, and I was wrong. It's, they say you need an attorney to close the deal, but what they mean is, this is not an escrow state. This is an attorney state, and you still can walk over to the county and record it. I made that mistake really early. Pennsylvania's a state like that. Everybody thinks you need an attorney to close a deal. Just like before I got into this, I thought you needed an escrow agent to record a piece of property.
Oh,
and you really don't.
I get it.
You can still walk in there.
That's true. A lot of people don't realize that you can just walk in there. It's like, you know,
or send it in there,
right?
And I'm not sure 100% sure that Pennsylvania is not you. I don't know the specific laws of Pennsylvania. Please check.
Right. But on a just overall basis, I think a lot of people, because based on experience in buying homes, there's always an escrow and there's always this stuff. And a lot of people don't understand that you really can do this yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's easier than titling your car.
Right.
People get hung up on that. I'm glad you brought it up. Mm-hmm. Super easy to record a piece of property.
Mm-hmm. It's like just think of for sale by owner. You know, you can do this. Cool. All right, you want to go back to some states?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ohio.
Yes.
See, Ohio is where that would start to concern me.
Why?
Because one of the reasons that we sell property where we can't even keep inventory, literally now we cannot keep inventory because we sell it so fast.
Yes.
It's because they're all, one of the things that I almost require is that it's just almost like a vacation situation where, you know, and I don't think there's not a lot of people who seek out Cleveland.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I'm not busting on Ohio. I mean, we're never going to get another customer in Maine.
There we go.
I don't want Ohio to be added to the Maine list, but no, I just think there's better places to do it. The Rust Belt is not the best place you know, like Iowa probably wouldn't be the best place.
All right. That's where you're going. It's not like you can't do it. It's just like, let's pick the good ones.
It's just, you can do it, but you can't buy, probably can't buy 5 acres in Iowa or Ohio for $500.
Oh, okay.
I think it's probably going to cost 5 to 8, maybe 10 grand, and it's probably worth 40.
Okay. Well, which is great. It all still works.
It works.
Right.
I've done deals like that. It's the same amount of work and you make a lot more money.
Okay. Okay, so I want to just hit it home for everyone. The big picture is, don't be afraid of the state that you're in. Do your homework. This is not as hard as it sounds. And don't be afraid to step out of your state. Don't get hung up because you're in a state that, even if you're in a state that maybe you're in New York, maybe you're in Manhattan, and you want to do this, and you're looking around your neighborhood knowing, I could never afford, let alone that. I mean, it's true, it's a vacant lot, but I can't afford that. So get outside your comfort zone. That's my main point, is because there's a number of people that call up that are thinking about doing this as a business, and they're looking at us and Land Academy, and that's one of their big questions is, well, gosh, I'm in Manhattan. How the heck does this work for me? Why wouldn't it work for you? Why do you have to be married to Manhattan? That's not in your budget. There's nothing around there for under $1,000. you know, because that's what your budget is right now. All right, let's look for where you can get some bang for your buck. How about look out west? Do you have to be here? No. Okay, what if you want something close by that you could still go out and see it and touch it and feel it just because you're learning the business and you want to take your own pictures, you know, whatever it is. What about you talk about, Stephen, upstate New York? All right, let's think about some of the places that are a day's drive away that you can while you're getting going. And that's my main point. I don't want anyone to get hung up on anything because you can be anywhere. Like our international students, by the way.
Geography is absolutely no reason to not do this.
Correct.
If you live in a state that you, let's say Ohio, mm-hmm. where this can work in Ohio, it absolutely can work. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing stopping you from doing it. Full-blown business in Oregon from Ohio.
Right.
You know, if you're in Georgia, full-blown business in Florida.
Right.
Or Texas or whatever. There's not, this isn't, I get tons of questions because I think people are used to flipping houses mm-hmm. where you have to be around to manage it. Right. There's no management here.
I think maybe that's it. I think that's the mindset that I need to babysit it because I don't know what, someone might show up and steal the appliances out of it. It's vacant land. No one's going to steal it.
Do you have personal experience with that, Jill?
No, I don't. Seriously, no. No, but I've heard horror stories about that. You know, you hear people like, we put all this money and all this wiring in, and then it was stolen. You know, you just hear stuff and things that go wrong.
I have personal experience with that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that. I'm sorry. Appliances?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And insurance, the typical rehab insurance policy does not cover stuff like that.
Oh.
I'll tell you from personal experience.
Oh. Well, see, well, then that proves the point. That's why people are a little uneasy and they don't get it, you know. So you're buying a piece of vacant land. There's nothing on it. If anyone, there's nothing to take. So it's good. I think of a good example is one of our Land Academy members who is on the East Coast, who is killing it in Colorado. And I'm not mm-hmm. sure he's even been there.
He hasn't.
You know, thank you.
He's never been there.
Exactly. He's becoming our resident expert in this one county. And I'm like, go, you know. And
he hired a photographer off of Craigslist to go shoot his property, which perfect. That's even optional. We don't right. do that anymore, but when you're new, you really should do that.
Right.
And he's knocking it out of the park, that guy.
He really is. He's not there, not doing it. He's made himself, by choice, an expert in that area, and it's awesome. Getting to know the county, people in that area, it's fantastic.
So, does it work in every state?
Yes.
Yeah. Does it work on every single property type? Yes. The yeah. variable, in my opinion, to wrap this up, is price. Mm-hmm. Some areas command a higher price, some a lower that's price, true. But the margins and the opportunity to find unwanted property, as crazy as it sounds, even an apartment building yes. is absolutely out there and it happens all the time.
Yep.
So join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all important success in land investment and also in life. I think we totally made our point there.
I think so too. I do, because it does come up. And I keep scratching my head going, why does this question keep
Well, I think you actually thought up? It through perfectly. And I think it's because, you know, everybody just looks at it's what's at the end of their nose.
Right.
How can you buy 40 acres in New Jersey for the year? You just can't. You can.
Well, yeah.
But you're going to upset some people. I bet you could buy 40 acres in New Jersey for $100,000.
That's
And
what
sell
I'm
it
thinking.
For $4 million.
Right.
I know you could.
Right. That's your budget. Knock yourself out. So it's kind of funny. But yeah, the key is really finding the smoking deals, like you just said. Whatever it is. You want a smoking deal on a single family residence? You don't want it when it hits the MLS, it's not a smoking deal anymore. This is where you need to learn how to go and find the motivated sellers and all the stuff that we teach.
I bought and sold property in Hawaii one time, really successfully.
Mentioned that
I've had
how much of that was it? Was no, it just like we're talking about?
It was the same
about?
Thing. $1,000 for a property, sell for 10. I have had zero luck, and I haven't really tried that hard. But I haven't had no luck in Alaska. And we used to get a lot of requests for Alaskan property, but you know I stay away from it because of access. I mean, there's whole towns in Alaska you can't get to in the winter and stuff. And I don't want to play that game.
Okay, I have a funny story about Alaska. When I was learning to fly, there were some people at my flight school that were so afraid to talk on the radio, talking to the tower. And I couldn't figure out why.
Boy, I bet you didn't have that problem.
No, thank you. No, but thank you very much. No, what's interesting is I found out they were from Alaska. And up there, and they were like upping their ratings and doing some different things down here at this flight academy. They will have airplanes up in Alaska that don't even have radios in them because there's no one to talk to. There is no point.
Mm-hmm. You're just on your own.
You're out there. You could be flying for hours and no one to talk
to. Maybe that's why people go to Alaska. Not talk to anyone ever again.
Maybe. But it was kind of funny that talking to the tower was a very big deal. They were so nervous talking to someone. And it was an added, level of stuff you got to do. Great, I got to fly the plane and I got to talk to somebody. I got to tell them what I'm doing, kind of thing.
Don't ask me to chew this gum.
Really? I'm over here flying a plane. Please don't make me talk to somebody. So...
I actually end up in flight school with people in Alaska.
Isn't that interesting?
They came down to camp.
For whatever reason. I don't know why they were there, but maybe that was a good place. You know what? Because it was a cheaper place.
Oh.
It was a really good, reasonable place to in an area. Because it was a good airport. It was Ryan Airfield. If anybody knows Ryan Airfield, just outside of Tucson. They do a lot of training out there. A lot of there's Chinese airlines that will bring groups of people in, groups of pilots in at a time. And it's a great, it's got enough traffic out there. It can handle a good different variety of size of airplanes and good practice areas out there and a great tower. There's a lot of activity out there. So I think that's why they came down.
Uh-huh.
So, and the price is right. It's a good, reasonable place to learn. That's my Alaska story. Everybody just fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Wake up.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
LandAcademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.